This is the parallax for Monday, July 20th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with escalating military conflict in the Middle East. The U.S. military carried out its 9th consecutive night of strikes on Iran on Sunday, targeting Iranian military command infrastructure. This follows the announced deaths of 3 more American service members, one killed in Iraq during a controlled detonation of an Iranian drone, another's remains recovered in Jordan after Friday's missile attack. The total number of American military members killed in this conflict has now reached 17. Trump called the latest strikes an action carried out in honor of the killed personnel, while Secretary of State Rubio said the U.S. remained open to diplomacy. But here's where the coverage diverges significantly. Al Jazeera reports on 9 consecutive nights of strikes and notes Iranian media reported blasts in Tabriz and Chabahar. The Guardian, meanwhile, reports that a Trump administration official appeared on ABC to address mounting criticism over the length of the war and states the U.S. Energy Secretary said the mission has pivoted toward ensuring oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz. Axios focuses on CENTCOM's statement that forces targeted Iranian military command sites and emphasizes the growing toll and escalation risks. Washington Examiner quotes Trump calling troop deaths a shame, but portraying them as necessary to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Turning to developments at home, the Trump Department of Justice has filed the first ever petition to the Alien Terrorist Removal Court, a federal body created in 1996 that had never received a case in its entire 30-year existence. This is a historic legal move. The petition seeks the removal of an unnamed non-citizen, with much of the government's evidence expected to remain classified. Axios notes that a win could allow the government to remove people it links to terrorism while keeping evidence secret, a significant shift in deportation proceedings. The Guardian reports on the court's establishment and notes the case could reveal why this mechanism sat idle for 3 decades. In legal news, influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate were arrested in Miami on Saturday by the U.S. Marshals Service on a sealed warrant at the request of British authorities. The Crown Prosecution Service is seeking their extradition from the U.S. on charges that now total 59 counts, including rape, human trafficking, and possession of child pornography. Their lawyer maintains the brothers are innocent. The Washington Examiner notes the brothers have built legions of fans and detractors through their social media presence, promoting wealth, male dominance, and misogyny. Shifting now to the United Kingdom, Andy Burnham, former Manchester mayor, is set to enter 10 Downing Street today as the United Kingdom's new prime minister, succeeding Keir Starmer. NPR describes Burnham as a politician whose outlook was shaped by England's north-south class divide. Al Jazeera reports on the procedural steps of the transition of power. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge publishes commentary questioning whether Burnham will outlast his predecessors, noting the UK has cycled through prime ministers at a high rate over the past decade. On the sports desk, Spain won the 2026 FIFA World Cup yesterday, defeating Argentina 1-0 in extra time at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Ferran Torres scored the deciding goal in a dramatic match. Lionel Messi, widely expected to have played his final World Cup, and his teammates left the stadium without speaking to reporters. Argentina coach Lionel Scaloni said it would be difficult to assemble another squad capable of reaching 2 consecutive World Cup finals. Here's where coverage diverges on the ceremony itself. The Guardian states Trump and FIFA President Infantino were booed as they took to the field for the presentation, reports that Trump arrived via Marine One, and notes he attempted to join Spain's celebration. Al Jazeera reports that Palestinians across Gaza and the West Bank celebrated Spain's victory, a detail highlighting how this tournament resonated beyond traditional football demographics. The BBC featured reactions from outside the stadium and covered the halftime show. The New York Post notes Messi and the Argentine squad exited via the back of the stadium to avoid post-match media. In golf, Ryan Fox won the 154th Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, becoming the first New Zealander to win the Open since Bob Charles in 1963. Fox holed a birdie putt on the 18th hole to finish at 10 under par and beat Cameron Young by one stroke. That's the Parallax for Monday, July 20th. Thanks for